I saw one of those. I remember. Remember when John Jerryman sang that? You. I saw one of these hits, by the way, on these NFL hit compilations. And what you don't see is that sometimes the dude will lay there. I saw one that was incredible. This guy got hit full speed on a kickoff return. Okay. He's laying there. Everyone's on the opposing team. They're slapping the back of the guy who made the tackle. And then the dude that he hit just got right up and started walking back to the bench as if he hadn't been hit at all, as if he was just laying there resting. But they didn't cover that. They showed all these replays, all these angles of the hit. But the effect of the fucking thing was the guy was just laying there, then he got up, popped up, and started walking back to his bench. I've seen that more than once, and I don't know whether that's to humiliate the guy. It's actually intentional, or they've realized where they are, and they decide to jump up and show that there's no effect. I don't know what it is, but I always got a big kick out of that one. All right, man. What do we got here? We got the Rangers and the Dallas North Stars. I remember. All right, so this is our pre-show, and I've got a couple of things I want to tell you. Number one, Friday night tonight, our chat will be by text. You'll get into the chat box, right? But the video will be on Facebook Live. The reason why we won't have video of the chat tonight on the website is because I won't be near the studio. I'll be out in Pasadena in the vicinity of the Olander residence having dinner with Big D. So that's where that's at. And then I should tell you that the live streaming show this weekend will be probably happening. It won't be happening Sunday night. It'll either be Sunday afternoon or Saturday afternoon. And the reason for all of this is that I have engagements all three nights. Usually I keep these nights clear, but I haven't seen my sisters since my brother's memorial. We're having dinner on Saturday night, and a long, long lost friend of mine, I've been in touch with them. I'm having dinner with them on Sunday night, my sisters on Saturday night, and Don and his family on Friday night. So it all just fell on the same weekend. And rather than keep rescheduling people, you know, and putting them off, which I do all the time, I said, fuck it, you know, we'll move some things around. I'm sure you guys will understand. I said, I got great listeners. They understand. I lied, man. I fucking lied, man. These are the fucking glasses I was looking for. I remember you. And the dogs was howling, man. All right, what am I doing? I need Bull and Branch, and I need me undies. No, man. Oh, yeah. Okay. I remember, too, a distant bell. What's today? What the fuck is this? What's the date today? 16th. Today's the 16th. Tomorrow's the 17th. Friday is the 17th. What? All right. Here it is. I remember you. I remember two distant bells that stars that smell like the rain out of the blue. Ooh. Moving into another studio here. Bull and Branch. All right. Print. All right. Now, the Harvey Weinman news break just ain't making it for me. There's no reason for it. In other words, you got to make it, it has to make sense. Why would I have, even if it's Harvey, why would I have him on the air not being able to talk? you wouldn't have a guy like that on the air. There'd have to be a reason for him to be on the air. And so we did. We, for the longest time, we faked it. Well, I don't have my glasses, okay? What's wrong with you? And week in and week out, we say, what's wrong with you? Pretty soon the audience says, even when you're, even if you know it's comedy, it still doesn't make sense. So get rid of it, because people, even though they know it's a comedic thing, they still need to have some real motivation for it. It just, if they don't, it's not funny. And that's oftentimes you'll hear people say, get out of here with that fucking thing. I've heard that before. It's tired or whatever. It's because it's lost all of its, it's lost whatever reality, whatever foot in reality it had. So the Harvey Wehrman news doesn't have a foot in reality. But why would you have a guy on who can't read? Well, we'll give him a chance. He lost his glasses. We're helping him pronounce things. We help him pronounce things one morning, and it stretches into, you know, 10 mornings, 3 weeks. After a while, you say, I'm not having that guy on the air anymore. And then the audience starts blaming you. They start saying, get rid of the bit. It doesn't make any sense. The same thing with Sky Baby, crashing the fucking thing into a water tower. I understand that probably is so fantastical that, you know, it works, but for me, some of these bits get really bad, get really old. So, like the rain out of the blue, god damn it, pain in the ass, fuck. All right, where are we, man? This is going to be a super short fucking... I am a lube man for the county, and I drive the main road. Fuck. All right, I'm gonna explain all this shit on the fucking webcast. I got a million things I gotta explain to you guys. Well, I already did, but I'll do it again. Daily audio. What else am I doing, man? Traffic sounder and wait a minute, man. I remember you're the one who said I love you too. Traffic. I remember you. Explosion. I don't need that shit. This show has been the longest time getting the show going because you guys didn't see all of the behind the scenes that was going on before we actually fired everything up. But Audacity didn't work. I had to update the computer with a million fucking updates to do. God damn. I'm fucking beat. And I'm really fucking beat too on top of everything else. character sheet here. There it is. I remember you.
Yes, Margaret. I was told. I remember you. You're the one that made my dreams come true a few kisses ago. I remember you.
Oh, God.
You.
All right.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, there's an awful lot of Christmas lights up this time of year, and what I'm always looking for is just to see, you know, how what it looks like. But we do like to see movement. And what I mean by movement is any kind of a display that, and we'll just, yeah, randomly pull over. It's the Doubter, we're in the Doubter van, it's the Doubter Christmas, it's the Doubter Christmas tree, you know, it's the Doubter Christmas spectacular. we're just going to be in my, we'll be in my sister's car. I got a Ford Ranger, and, we do enjoy movement. We'll just pull over. I'm going to be with, Debbie, who's, pretty much my regular girlfriend.
And you guys will give people an award, huh?
Well, I mean, we'll just take a picture of it and then publish it probably in. I mean, put it up on my girlfriend's website, which is Gothilia, which is my girlfriend's website, which is a mixture of artwork, some of her Cloison A beat, and put up my girlfriend's Etsy site.
Your girlfriend's Etsy site?
Yeah, she sells jewelry. You know what Etsy is?
Yeah, I do. I didn't know you could put pictures up there.
Oh yeah, you put up pictures.
What is an Etsy site?
It's where you sell stuff.
Yeah, it sells like beads and everything.
You sell beads, huh? This is stuff that people make?
Well, yeah, people themselves make it. And so she'll probably put up there, but...
What is her name?
My girlfriend's Debbie. Debbie McClanahan. Debbie McClanahan. Well, my girlfriend's name is Debbie Clamham. Clamham. Debbie Clamham. Debbie Clamenham. Clamenhand. Debbie Hammondhand. And,
What is her name?
Debbie Hammondhand.
Debbie Hammond? What is it?
Well, you know, it's an unusual last name. Hammondhand comes from her father. I guess her people came from pork. Her people came from pork.
All right. All right. Okay, that's all I can do, man. Jesus Christ. Fucking hell. Testing 1, 2, 3. Debbie Hammondhand. You gotta love that, man. There's the chive. So it's X from Hell Yeah. Far Out. What? No, it's gonna be this one. Human.
I defy your defiance. It's all.
Who's this from, man? Okay. Fucking piece of shit. Testing. 1, 2, 3. This is going to be a fucked up show. One fucked up show. What are we doing, man? Can you picture a world where putting on a new pair of underwear just isn't... wait.